Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience, and more. Michael Traeger is out today taking care of some travel zork business. I'm Michael Movestro, and I have a boatload of Las Vegas news for you today if you're interested in that. Four stories, in fact. So let's just get right to it. A California man staying at a Las Vegas strip resort over the holiday season said he was considering legal action after he said his testicles were stung by a scorpion while he was asleep. Michael Farchi of Agora Hills said he woke up in excruciating pain during his stay at the resort. A report filed with the strip property, the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, detailed the incident, saying that he had been, quote, bitten by a scorpion on my groin testicles, end quote, around 8 a.m. The report indicated that Farchi told staff he was, quote, in a lot of pain, end quote, and blamed the Venetian for the incident, adding that the scorpion, quote, was in the bed when, end quote, he was sleeping. Farchi said he was diagnosed with a scorpion sting at an area hospital following the incident. The Nevada Department of Wildlife announced Wednesday the rare bird that caused a pause of the Bellagio fountains was safely removed and relocated. On Tuesday, March 5th, Bellagio Hotel and Casino announced it was pausing the fountains as they worked with wildlife officials to rescue a juvenile yellow-billed loon that had landed in the fountains. Quote, "We are happy to welcome the most exclusive guests," end quote, the resort said on a post on X. On Wednesday, the Nevada Department of Wildlife posted a video on X showing the yellow-billed loon being relocated to a more suitable and remote location where it has space, food, and quiet surroundings. The ABC stores across from Circa Las Vegas on Fremont Street got a facelift. Brand new signage installed by Yesco Signs adorned the gift shop slash cheap booze slash chocolate covered nuts store. The sign itself uses LED and a classic look with blue and white colors. It's also making the Viva Vegas right next door look like it's got no Viva left to it. The signage took about 2 weeks with limited daily hours to install. Remember when Formula One was here in Vegas? Who doesn't? Well, if you're a gamer and Vegas fan, you might be happy to know that you can drive the Las Vegas Strip back track in Formula One 23. The Formula One game from EA Sports is playable on PC and consoles. The name of that game is F1 23. I drove around the track a couple of times, and you can definitely distinguish the properties from each other, regardless of the signs being copyright free. It's a whole new way to see Vegas, so there's that. It was fun to play, but I'll probably go back to GTA Online where I belong. And that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.